Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
It's the statue of your good friend, the Vampire Count. It is a statue sized like him, but 5 inches taller. And that means it's 5'11". And he's got, it's flowing down. It's not that much to hide behind.
I know, I'm going to run forward and high five it.
Oh, I thought you said hide behind.
You said the hand was extended like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to, since I'm so small and nimble, I'm going to run forward and I'm going to high five it.
Okay. All right. You're going to do, you know what? I'll let you do that right now.
Yay!
So make a luck save.
You're going to
roll d20.
Yeah.
And I believe it's plus your charisma mod.
Well, that's bullshit. Oh, it's a plus one! Oh! 10!
11. You slap that hand and everybody roll initiative. This is how is going to work. This is our first time doing combat.
Can I ask a question? Are these folks... enemies of our faith, would you say?
Yeah. Ooh.
Would you say that the vampires are enemies of the craft?
No, I think we're aligned. We're on the same side. Mm-hmm. We just have different interests, you know?
I don't know. April, you have created Firouza Balk the deity. So you get to define the enemies of Firouza Balk's faith.
Well, so Firouza Balk, as I was saying, per the craft, mm-hmm. is the goddess of the elements, so that would be like earth, wind, you know,
yeah, natural
water,
things,
yeah. Fire,
eyeliner.
Okay, so natural things.
So,
would you say that
vampires
the undead
are unnatural?
Yeah.
So I actually think that
in
they
the dark
are enemies. Yeah.
So they're not aligned with you. They're more aligned with you, but that doesn't mean that they're not aligned with you.
Seraphina Labia, your call. Are these the enemies of your faith? Because we're defining the world as we speak.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes. They are unnatural.
Thus it has been spoken and thus it will be written. So now we're going to roll initiative. Here's how it works. Initiative is only rolled by the leaders of each group. What you're going to do is you are going to roll a single die. It's a
D10. Which one's 10? Is this 10?
You don't have to worry about it. Only Delphine has to roll. As the leader, you roll a D10. You're going to add the modifier of your dex and wisdom.
I have 6. My dex modifier is a plus 1, and my wisdom is a plus 0.
Excellent. That's a 7. Unfortunately, it does not beat a 10. The other side goes first. Realizing that your group has now become aware of them, their joking time is over, and they surge forth to attack you.
I'm guessing only halfling-sized creatures or smaller can move through my occupied space. That means they can move through my occupied space undamaged.
You are so big that no one can move past you.
Oh, okay, literally.
You are a refrigerator-sized, bulking thing of a person.
It says right here, like an ice house. All armor must be custom-made at increased cost and time.
On an initiative 10, the 7 scoundrels that are lounging in this room suddenly realize, oh, they're on to us. We're going to attack them and kill them dead. And they come swarming forth, starting at the front of the party with the thief.
I just, once per day, I can hold aloft my holy symbol and turn back the undead, devils, demons, etc.
And when we get to your side, you'll be able to do that.
Okay.
However, they're going first. This is a side versus side thing. So if you survive this, however, thanks for letting me know that you're a prime target.
They wouldn't know that.
Yeah,
I disagree.
That's a good plan. Sorry. I like that.
This is Hammercrawl.
All right, fine. You want me dead, you can die.
Anyway, what we have are seven of these paley-skinned, kind of human-looking scoundrels that have been guarding the front entrance to this place, having a good laugh at watching you sort of moonwalk in place as you try and move through this corridor. And they rush forward to attack. What we have is the marching order with a thief in the front, followed, I believe, by the ogre and then Dom.
Trippy takes up the
Mowen's number four.
Trippy is like nobody cares about
Trippy. I high-fived the statue. Nothing happened when I high-fived the statue.
Nothing happened when you high-fived the statue.
God damn it.
All the other vampires looked at
it's
you.
It's like
really
I don't
strangely.
Even know you. You're like, there's this amazing elaborate statue. It must do something.
I must high-five it.
There's
two
no
are coming at
guns
you.
With this man. Well,
armor
there
class
is
coming
12?
At coming at Delphine.
One is going to stab you,
Delphine. No. Does emotional pain count as damage?
That's why I have a job.
You have
yes.
been shanked.
So oh, I have God. A my class is stabbity. When using a melee weapon to attack a foe against which you either have attack advantage or are hidden from perception, double your total damage against that foe if a successful fit. I don't know. I guess I maybe can. I'm just a stabber. I don't know if I get anything.
You are a thief. So it's basically the thieving backstab ability. Right okay. now, you can't use it. They are all well aware of you, unless right. an advantage were to be created somehow.
Mm. I also have stealth and I have my thief climbing. So I'm trying to jump out of the way, I think, to climb up on the wall.
Well, right now on my turn, I'm stabbing you you're being shanked.
You have been shanked. You have been okay.
Four points of gnarly, vicious blade damage.
Great. Oosh. Thanks.
Oosh. Okay.
What are you down to? This is my first hit, so.
You, half ogre, have three of them rushing at you, seeing you as the prime target.
Come at me.
Come at me, bro.
One of them has shanketh you as well. It rushes up.
Shit's
it doesn't say
down.
they don't talk. They are silent as they rush in.
Okay.
There's a little bit of hissing in their breath, but aside from that, it's a silent hissing points of damage.
Silent hiss.
So are we mostly seeing armor or are we seeing like defined individuals in there?
I think we still have the torch, yes?
Yeah.
Who failed?
Who failed?
One of you failed the saving throw.
I failed something, but what was that? It was a half hour ago.
What do you mean by the magic of editing? It was just a few seconds ago.
I cannot feel time anymore.
There was a saving throw for anybody who could possibly see through the illusion of being trapped in an endless hall. You broke out of it. However, there are also two attacks coming. Some phantom knife from the dark.
Yeah.
Brave elf.
Yeah.
I'm not that
brave. How much damage did I take?
Three.
Okay.
Brave elf, you have also been shanked.
Oh.
For only 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Just a prick.
However, Seraphina Labia, your armor class is simply too high to be pierced by these pitiful knives. One of these knaves rushes up and just scrapes his knife slowly, caressingly across your armor.
What about
it's
my
that cloak, man?
My symbol. Put forth.
Now.
Oh, it's not your turn yet.
It is your team's turn. This is how combat flow works.
Oh, got it.
First on your team.
So we're definitely.
Are any of you going to be taking a ranged attack?
A what?
Anybody shooting a bow or firing a crossbow?
No.
Or if you have a wizard's wand, you
can use
your
special power once more?
I can hold aloft my symbol, like female
it's
symbol.
It's basically the turn undead
Does
of
magic
clerics, but
count
it turns more than
ranged?
Undead. It turns oppositioned to your
enemies.
Deity.
Yeah, my holy.
You turn away the enemies of Furuza Balk.
Yep. Does magic
count undead, devils, demons, blah, blah, blah.
Magic happens at the end.
Right, so, it
so
does, it's
I feel like we could
range.
Just hold this up and sneak through the other end of this room to get out.
Well, here's how combat works. It works in this order. First, if anybody is going to be moving around, you take an action. Well, you don't have to take an action to move. You just state, yeah, I'm going to move into range, or I'm going to move out of range, or I'm going to try and run away. Movement happens first. Then missile attacks or ranged weapons. Then melee attacks happen. Then any kind of weird miscellaneous shit that you want to do, like, you know, I want to drop down on my knees and pick through my bag and try to find that one potion and drink it. That's a miscellaneous thing. And then at the end, magic. So gotcha. Move, missile, melee, miscellaneous, magic.
Okay.
The five M's of Hammercraw.
Of course.
Five M's of Hammercraw. I love it.
Yeah. So first, is anybody going to move from where they are?
No. I'm in the back.
I feel you're like in the rear. It's nobody hanging around my neck.
No. That's why I'm confused.
I feel like can we see an exit? Yeah, but you can move
to the front.
Ah,
yeah, we're
yes.
Left. Yes.
Yes. Can we see an exit?
On the far side of this room, directly behind the statue,
got it,
is an exit from this room. However, now that you can see, there is also an exit leading behind you. Oh, my bad. Malwin, did you take damage?
Yes, one damage.
The illusion is now broken.
Oh,
you can
great.
See everything around you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Something came out of the wall and stabbed you.
Yeah.
And suddenly your mind's like, wait a second. Okay.
I want to do a ranged attack if
so
I can.
So you want to fire? So
I've got a blowgun.
If nobody's moving, now we move to missile attacks.
Yeah. I feel like you should move to the front.
I thought melee was before ranged.
But this is what I don't understand. You don't move first. You put out first and then move, right?
That's what they said.
Yes. But I don't understand. It's fine.
I think
it's hanging here. I feel like you just go like this and then you move.
It's a magical action. Are you talking about your cleric ability?
You're moving forward to protect us.
Essentially, what you're talking about, the whole moving, that thing, is a spell. But it's not written down as one of the spells. Mm-hmm. It is a spell-like ability that you as a cleric have to turn away. Mm-hmm. But you have to use it on the end of the round.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But in my head, it happens immediately, but what
else? Is anybody moving? Nobody's moving.
Nobody's moving.
Because they're still close to us, right?
Yeah, they're all around you.
Okay.
Nobody seems to be giving a crap about the halfling, though.
Okay. As per usual.
Well, Trippy, you wanted to fire a weapon?
I do. I have 5 darts in my blowgun.
Well, then, blowguns don't do damage, but they have special effects that could include crippling and paralyzing, if not outright killing your opponent.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll a d20 to attack.
I mean, I knew we were going to see vampires, so I'm guessing these are either made of wood or silver. I'm just saying.
Silver.
Roll a d20 to attack.
10.
A 10, and what's your? Do you have a ranged attack bonus on your combat section?
Bonus. No, I do not.
Okay, a 10 unfortunately does not hit the one that you fired at. These guys are quick.
Okay.
Not lightning fast or, you know, Nikolai fast or anything, but they're really fast.
I get that reference.
Yeah. Anybody else shooting a weapon? No? Melee. Okay, Half Ogre, we'll start with you. You're clearly the number one.
So first of all, I've taken damage. Fan. So let me tell you what happens when I take damage.
You need to make a saving throw.
Yes. When I take damage, I make a mind save.
Roll it now.
Okay, and that's a 20.
D20. You can also just choose to fail it.
Right. I can just not try.
Do you want to fail?
Let's leave it up to fate at this moment. Nice. So my target, it says target 12. So 12 or higher, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And I did not get that.
All right. Suddenly, what happens?
I go into
a rage. I want for you to describe to me how you Hulk out.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Well, it's like my whole body starts to like vibrate. And then, like, my head, like, jerks back, and I just, like, let out this crazy, like, like, yodel yell. And, like, it just, like, looks like all of my muscles just suddenly go, like, you know? Like, literally, like, Hulk it out. Not as Hulk, but, like, there's a little bit of Hulking out that happens. and inexplicably, I smell like birthday cake.
I love it.
I don't know why. It's just my pheromones.
Suddenly everyone just smells. Hmm.
What drugs did they just take? Because I want some.
Not just cake, but birthday cake.
So well, there's a hint
of candle smoke on the air.
Yeah. Like funfetti, you know, cake. That kind of cake.
Yeah. So here's how this works. When a half ogre goes berserk, you have to do things in a certain order of action.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of that is you must attack.
Okay.
Melee. The strongest looking enemy within immediate striking range.
Okay. Okay.
And since that option is available, you must do it.
I will do that. Right. I drop the torch in my rage. That was usually about the yodeling part, well, I think, hold is when on. I drop the torch.
What were you holding when you went into rage?
Just the torch.
That's it?
Because I threw the hammer.
So you just have a torch?
Mm-hmm.
You attack the enemy
with a torch.
Melee range.
Torch.
You are berserk.
Torch bash. All right. Oh right, I do D10.
Not
a 20.
Right, you have to roll to attack still.
Oh, a D20. Okay.
Go ahead and roll the. It's actually quicker to roll the attack and the hit die at the same time, so then you just don't have to roll them.
Okay, that's an 18.
That will definitely hit.
Okay.
Woo.
And on my older. Oh, excuse me. My hair. So pretty. That's a 2 plus my con mod.
Your damage is plus your strength mod.
Ow. So plus 1, so 3.
3 points of damage to the one that attacked.
A two-handed, no, it's just a torch. So
you're just stabbing him with a torch. So
just
real
right
quick,
in the face.
Real quick, just roll me a 1d6.
Okay.
Don't roll a 1.
It's
a great. The torch is still lit.
Yay!
Yeah.
Anybody else making melee? I think that was you,
yes.
Elf.
Yep.
All right. Bring it, Malin.
I am going to get my pike and do the shit. So I have a 2d20 on my attack dice.
That means you're going to roll.
Does that mean I always have advantage?
No, that means you have the potential ability to do damage twice.
Oh, I see.
Nice.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So that's an 8 and a 10. My pluses might be strength, and I don't
have
any extras.
Show on the combat section what your melee attack mod is.
Oh, 0. Okay. So 8 and a 10. That sounds like a couple misses to me.
A 10 is not going to hit.
I flubbed. I have a plus 2 to melee. Is that for when I try to hit or for my damage?
That's just for hitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Never mind.
Anybody else going to do melee? Great. Anybody to do anything weird or miscellaneous? I think you said you were going to hide.
Oh, no, I was not going to hide. I was going to try to use my thief climbing ability to jump over them toward the exit.
This is when that would happen. So this is going to be kind of weird miscellaneous thief acrobatics. And thief climb, I think, is your best thing. So you roll 2d20 and keep the better of the two of them.
It's going to be a 15.
Plus your dex mod, the second number.
Is a plus 1.
16. A 16 is really good. You're trying to leap over them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the other side.
16 won't get you over them.
Like
but
jump
it,
on the statue.
But
and
I'll
then,
tell you
like,
what, it
them.
Will get you to the top of the statue.
Great, okay.
Which means you're out of their melee range.
Great.
And finally, at the end of the round, Miss Labia, you wanted to do some magical hoobajuba.
I am holding aloft my holy symbol.
Okay.
Female.
You're holding the female symbol with the
pentagram, whatever.
Pentagram in the middle.
Yeah. Femme witch. Yes, the femme witch. And as a result, let me see. They have to turn back. I don't know.
What does it
turn
say?
Back. If you hold your holy symbol and turn back the undead.
Okay, hold on a second. There's a mechanic for that. Okay, there are 7 of them.
7? Didn't somebody die, though? You killed somebody.
Nah, I just hurt him.
I don't know.
I just got them bleeding. They bled me, so I gotta bleed them.
Well, 6 of them suddenly run screaming from you.
Yeah.
Holding their heads. just shaking like people that just like pulled themselves out of the floor of a mosh pit and they're running off to the sides.
Yay.
One of them hisses at you and gives you the finger.
What a bitch.
It is now a new round of initiative. Leader, roll a d10 plus dex mod plus wiz mod.
That's a 12.
Six. For initiative, we roll a 10.
Yeah, that's whatever you rolled is better than a 1. So your side goes first. You get another round of actions before they do. Anybody going to fire? Anybody going to move around?
Because we have one person left is what we're talking about.
We have two, right?
There are a total of 7 of them.
Okay, we have
6
one.
Of them are cowering in the corners of this room.
I thought they ran.
Well, they're running. Essentially, what happens is they have a magical compulsion to run away from you. Uh-huh. However, that is immediately away, which can trap them in corners. Mm-hmm. Some of them have run out, but right now you have 5 enemies in this room with you, one of which has just given you the finger.
I'm going to do a ranged attack.
So. Okay, ranged attacks. Bring it.
I have a spear that I'm going to throw at the closest vampire.
Fantastic. That is going to add your strength mod to the attack roll, by the way.
Is, of course, 0.
Okay, roll your d20 and see if you hit. You need to get a 12 to hit these guys.
Go get them, Trippy.
You can do it, Trippy.
Goddess, don't fail me now.
Peruza balk,
peruza. It's a 5.
That's...
Oh, Trippy.
He's so cute.
Oh, look at him.
Unfortunately, the spear goes clattering against the wall.
God damn it.
That, You almost sense that the pain. Were you? Who were you firing at? The one that
the vampire that's closest to me.
Okay,
I'm in the back, so whoever's like, if they're like in a beat.
No, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it goes clattering against the wall. Anybody going to make a melee?
I would like to move to pick up that spear and then use it.
We'll do that on the miscellaneous turn then, because this happened. There's this order to the flow. We'll start with the elf this time.
Okay.
Oh, and now that they're, are you attacking the one that gave the finger or the one that's running away? Because there's a strategic consideration here. The ones that are trying to cower away, you will have an extra die against.
Well, I don't know. How bloodthirsty is Mauen, I feel? I wonder. he's poor, so let's say he's bitter. Yeah. So Mauen is pretty bloodthirsty because he grew up with nothing. So we are
not even blood,
like a little, but you know. So let's, let's go for one of the ones that's running away.
Okay, you're going to have roll 3 dice. Any of the attacks that roll 12 or higher hit.
Oh, that was a 19, but it rolled over to 18. Fine. Anyway, 18, 19, and a natural 1! How do I hurt myself, GM?
You don't. Oh, okay. You don't. It was the bonus die.
Oh, right. Okay, so this is...
So you don't have to use that. Yeah.
Wow. That's fortunate. Great. So I get 2 baller hits.
Yeah,
and,
you're going to roll your... What's your base hit die? It's a D8?
Yeah.
So a D8 plus your strength mod.
So roll twice, right?
Yeah.
So we've got a 3 and no strength mod and 1. 4 damage total.
4 yes. damage? 4 is not enough to kill this guy. God.
Wait, is this one of the cowering guys or the ones that still...
Cowering.
Okay.
He went for the easy target.
Okay.
And what about you?
I have a question. Am I able to change weapons at this point or would that... use my action, so to speak.
You know, that's a good question. I'll give you a mind to save. Target 6.
Okay.
Simply to be cognizant of the fact
enough
that you have a better weapon
to,
handy
like,
than your hands.
Because I have like a broadsword right here.
Yeah.
9.
9 is enough to realize I have a broadsword.
Cool.
You can draw it instantaneously and stabbeth the nearest opponent.
I do. It's not so much a stab as like just a total like
a chop.
Hack.
Yeah.
It's more of a hack.
Well, that nearest opponent just happens to be the one that is currently in the process of giving the finger to your good friend.
I'm going
to
slash that finger right off you, my friend.
Woo. Oh, that's a 3 on the hit
don't
die.
Don't forget, you have 2 attack dice. Remember?
Oh, yeah. That's better. 10 plus my 2 plus 12.
12 will hit, and you have advantage on your damage die. So roll it twice and keep the better of the 2.
Okay, so that was 7, and that's 5. So
7 is better. So do you have a strength mod?
Yes, if I'm using a two-handed... I should have been rolling a d12 because I was using my two-handed. So,
roll a d12 and roll it twice and keep the best of the 2.
8 And 9.
Good job.
Do you have a strength mod?
I do, plus 1.
So that's 10 damage.
10.
Nice. Please describe to me how you cleave this person apart.
I'm kind of in a geometric mood, you know, so he's been, there's like a lot of slicing back and forth, and it's a lot of like trapezoid shapes that just kind of fall onto the floor, made of flesh of vampire.
All right. So
that's
there's
some good cutting.
Your rage is mathematical.
Yeah, I mean, some days are better than others, but right now it's just like, wah, 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 and it's like 5 perfect trapezoids.
Love it. Anybody taking a melee action? Is anybody taking a miscellaneous?
I'm going to take a miscellaneous.
Who do we have melee left, action?
You.
No. Like,
enemies.
Who do we have left?
6 of them cowering against the walls. Yeah.
Oh, you just got the middle finger guy.
The middle finger guy that was right in front of me. Yeah.
So I would like to jump off the statue where I am perched, and I can see this whole thing going down, and grab that spear that clanged against the wall, pick it up, and chuck it in the corner, hoping to impale all of them in one mighty thrust. They're all sitting up there like shrimp, so let's shrimp them.
The mighty shrimp.
Let's put some vampires on the Barbie.
The shrimp kebab.
And I also have some things that you should know about, which is that...
things you should know about Delphine.
You should know these things. That when using a melee weapon to attack a foe against which you either have an attack advantage or are hidden from perception, double your total damage against that foe with a successful hit.
Here's how I'm going to do this. This is totally off the cuff, and I love the creativity. So I want to see if we can pull this off. Jumping off of the statue is no problem for you. You can just have that.
Yeah.
But if you can line up the shot, it's going to be a luck save.
Okay.
Cool. If you can luck save it, then we'll pull it off. So you want to roll a d20 plus your luck save mod, which I think is based on charisma.
Yeah. Hang on here. That's my charisma's 13 with a plus 1.
Nice.
So a d20, huh?
Mm-hmm.
15.
So total?
With a 16.
16.
Yeah.
16 is enough to line up the shot. So now you're attacking with advantage. What that means is now you have to actually attack them. You're going to have a d20 to attack, but because they're all panicked, you're going to have an advantage. And you'll be able to get up to 3 of them with one hit.
Okay. I also have 2 attack dice, d20. So wait, I do it.
What? How the fuck do you have 2 attack dice?
Because I'm amazing.
Whatever. You have 2 attack dice. We're just going to go with it because that's what your fucking sheet says.
That is why she's the leader, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
She won't. That's
what I thought you said.
So what you're going to roll is roll 3 d20 and keep the highest 2.
19 and 11 are my highest 2 out of those 3 rolls.
19?
Woo!
With that attack roll, you can get all 3 of them with one hit.
Nice.
And I think you have, what does it
and
say?
It says that when using a melee weapon to attack a foe against which you either have an attack advantage or are hidden from perception, double your total damage against that foe if a successful hit.
Your hit die is a d6. Okay. Roll a d6. Okay.
5.
Times 2 is 10.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. With one spear, you pierce all 3 of them.
Yeah.
Well done.
Showing everyone why you're in charge.
Did it kill all of them?
That was pretty badass, Delphine.
No, it killed one of them. There's one in the middle that is impaled that was hurt by the
two
elf
on the outside. Are
in fact,
confused
you're standing there, elf, and you're hacking at this guy, and then suddenly he comes... flying, he just goes flying away, and is now pinned against the wall with 3, with 2 others, and he is the dead meat in the vampire sandwich.
Shrimp him! Shrimp him!
Amazing.
Shrimp him, Mowen!
Miss Labia, did you want to do anything this turn, magically?
So my spells are light and resisting cold, so I'm not really sure what good I am.
Well, the whole turn thing is something that you have to hold up. However, you can still do other things. While you are chanting your prayers to Firuza Balk, you can pull out a weapon and stab someone with it or bonk them on the head.
Yeah, you got a blackjack, you could whack somebody. But everything's really, like,
low points, though.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't?
Honestly, you know,
oh,
okay. Low points don't matter. What matters is...
Because I have no strength.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. No one else does either.
All my skills are, like, negatives.
No, you have a 1d6. That's decent hit die.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it minus one?
Because of your constitution.
Oh.
My hit die is also is a d6 with a con mod.
All that matters is the base die.
That just matters for the two hit, not the damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you roll over like a 14 or 15 or something, you'll still hit.
Oh. Okay. Sure then.
Honestly, if you have low numbers, don't let that get you down.
Oh.
What matters is creative use of your abilities. So, honestly, that turn enemies of Feruza Balk has turned the tide of this battle.
Okay. Yeah, yes, totally. The She-Wolf respects your bravery, no matter the level.
All right, reminder. What is a testis and what is a blackjack?
A testis is like a punch thing, and a blackjack is basically a rock and a sock.
Donk.
Then let's do the rock and a sock.
Well, no, a blackjack is like what cops have, like billy clubs.
That's a billy club. Yeah, a blackjack is more flexible than that.
Oh, okay.
It is essentially, it's a fancier version of a rock and a sock. You're just knocking someone out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay, so you're going to step up to one of these people that you've held up, and as you are chanting your praises of Feruza to turn away the unbelievers, you smack him with a rock and a sock.
It's a nice bar of soap from Lush.
Okay, do this.
Keeping with the cake theme, too.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Was that around 1987, though?
I don't know if Lush was around. We'll have to Google that.
What role
it was Bath and Body Works.
All right. D20.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
An 18.
18 will fucking hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, roll your hit die, which is a d6.
Square one.
Yep. Two. What's
your strength?
Not great.
Five.
Trust me.
Minus one or minus two?
Minus two.
Okay, so that means you do a minimum of 1 point of damage. Oh. However, 1 point is all you needed.
Yeah!
Black
Shrimp pimp.
To kill one of the two thugs
that's
in the current three vampire sandwich.
Nice.
Gross.
Great job, Labia.
Complete with the spike in the middle.
At least it's not the one that's alive that's in the middle of two dead guys. I mean, that would be more disheartening.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that would cause some trauma.
Uh-huh. However, now it's their turn.
Yeah, we're going to cause some trauma, that's for sure.
So we have two left?
Three spirit people.
Two ran away, one each way down the halls. One is dead initially, and then you killed two more. So there's two left. Yeah.
Got it.
We got this, guys.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes. Math. I can do it. So there's two left, and they're both panicking. However, their friends are being attacked. I'm going to give them a save. It's going to be a high one.
Oh, my God. I totally didn't even realize I have light leather armor, so I have an AC plus two.
There you go.
I think it's already calculated into what you got.
Oh, damn. I thought maybe
no,
I wasn't
but that's still
quite
very exciting.
So dead. I mean, like, teeny tiny little leather. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Continue.
You're great. One of them breaks free of the hold upon his brain that your goddess has put upon it, suddenly to realize that he is pinned against the wall in a sandwich with two other dead vampires.
Poor
vampires.
He is very upset.
They're not full vampires, but they will be one day.
No, they won't.
If the vampire count approves of them.
And if we don't crush them into mealy meal.
And he is now pinned to the wall. And I'm going to have him make a strength check to pull himself out. He does not.
Oh,
he is pinned and he is flailing miserably, trying to pull the stick out. And failing.
That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramundus Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Feruza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out. because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is: never underestimate the usefulness and power of a well-placed rockin' a sock.